Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Do you have compassion? Have you heard about the Day of Compassion? One may say Hawaii is the best place to live, but it's not always the easiest place to live. The Convoy of Hope addresses this need. Pastor Scott Sonoda, the regional pastor of First Assembly of God, Central Oahu, is also the state director of Convoy of Hope Hawaii and Oahu regional director of Teen Challenge of the Hawaiian Islands and pastor overseer of Free in Christ, the prison ministry of First Assembly of God in Honolulu, Hawaii. First Assembly of God, Pastor Scott Sonoda, Pastor Clayton Coe, and team really do have compassion. Their hearts to share the love of Jesus Christ with as many as they can, and God opens the door as they step in to indeed do just that, to proclaim the gospel, to see lives change, to see disciples made. Dear friend, as you listen today, would you open your heart to Christ? To Jesus, who loves you, dear one, so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, you know what happened? He rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has resurrected the life of Scott Sonoda, Suzanne, and myself, can do a work of resurrection in your life too. Would you put your trust, would you open your heart, put your faith in Jesus? Pastor Scott is married to Debbie, and they have two children, Matthew and Nicole. Pastor Scott, welcome back to our show.
Danny, it is such a pleasure to be in your studio once again. You know, I've been doing interviews this week almost every day, almost every hour. Well, not every hour, but it seemed like that way. And I will tell you, it's just a pleasure to be on your show. You make it so easy for me.
Well, we're going to have a blast today,
brother. We always do.
Praise the Lord.
Convoy of Hope, the Day of Compassion. What's the heart of the ministry?
People and souls. You know, everybody asks me, you know, what is Convoy of Hope all about? And it's about people. And directly here in the state of Hawaii, the people of Hawaii, you know, as you mentioned, Hawaii is, and I'm not being biased, but being honest, the best place to live. I mean, by far, it's the people and the food, right? The culture, the surf too, right? That helps. But, you know, it's just that even though it's the best place, it's not the easiest. I mean, growing up here all my life, I've gotten used to it. When I go to the mainland, I just think everything else is just cheap, you know? Then people from the mainland come here and they just think everything is just outrageous here. And so, you know, it's kind of like, I'm used to it, but it is difficult. The cost of living is extremely high. I see, you know, my own church, my own family members, myself, you know, living, you know, struggling, you know? And, you know, God didn't intend us for us to live that way, but God is good because he always supplies our needs, not our wants. Mm-hmm. However, Convoy of Hope is here to assist those like you and I, where we can help out. That day, we'll be giving away everything for free. There's not one penny that we will be allowed to be exchanged there. We have partnered with over 150 churches, businesses, and organizations over the past several years in order to do this being our ninth Convoy of Hope. We've even taken it to, you know, the Outer Islands, Molokai and Hilo. But what we do is we just assist them in that day of compassion with free groceries, free lunch, free haircuts by Paul Mitchell Studios, free family portraits by professional photographers, free slightly used clothing. We partner with Tom's Shoes for free shoes, brand new shoes, backpacks, school supplies, slippers, in-kind services like dental, doctor appointments. We also have the National Breast Cancer Foundation that partners with us to give over 1,000 self-examination there at the site. And in fact, as I was mentioning Suzanne earlier, that 3 years ago at McKinley High School, there was one young lady who was detected that they thought they needed to look at her further. And through that examination there at McKinley, Queens Hospital, who partners with us, on their own time, the very next day, picked her up at her own residence, brought her to Queens, did what they had to do, and today she is breast and cancer free.
Praise the Lord. That's remarkable.
Why did Convoy of Hope, why did you get it started here in the islands? What someone might ask, Why are you giving everything away? Why free? I mean, it's, we do need it, but why?
That's the DNA of Jesus. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave. The DNA of God and his people is to give. The Bible says it is better to give than to receive. Now, these aren't things that, you know, we get in-kind services. Then we have to also raise up the money. And so we look to people to partner with us. And, you know, I have to say that Hawaii is so good. Their aloha for the aina, for the ohana is so great that, it makes it so pleasant. We have people, one story was on the Big Island, we had to order some extra ice. We had ordered, I think 800 pounds, and we were running short. So we called the company up, and they said, okay, we'll be right over. They delivered 200 more pounds. The owner comes and he says, oh, so this is what you were talking about. He sees what's going on that day.
Because he came and saw.
But, you know, he didn't really realize, a lot of people knew it. So he just said, you know what, these last 200 pounds, no charge.
No charge. Now, how many people are we talking about, Pastor
Scott? You know, I have to give glory to God, because when the convoy officials first came to Hawaii in 2011, they had done it in 48 states except Hawaii and Alaska. And so they came around, and, you know, I was a new pastor on staff. I was I call myself the lowest one on the totem pole. So on my day off, I had the privilege and the honor to drive them around. And as I drove them around, I know we don't serve a God of coincidence or chance. Mm-hmm. And being a local boy, they said, show them around, show them, you know, Ala Park, Hau Bush, Waimanalo, West Side, you know. So I went around there, and, you know, I'm the outreach pastor. I have a heart for the down and out, for the least of these, as Jesus would call them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I would take them around, and the convoy officials, little to my knowledge, went back, and at that time, George Nagato was the superintendent of the Assemblies of God, and my pastor, Clayton Cole, was the assistant superintendent. And as they were having dinner, the convoy officials, national officials, says, by the way, man, that was such a great, we were going to bring Convoy of Hope to Hawaii. By the way, it was the vision of Pastor Clayton Cole, my senior pastor, to have Convoy of Hope. He now sits on the national board of directors for Convoy of Hope National. And so, but anyway, that was his vision. But they needed someone to coordinate, to be the director of this. And so, from what I hear, George Nagato says, not a problem. We have a lot of pastors that we can choose from. We'll get one to you. And from what I heard, the National Convoy of Hope directors from Springfield, Missouri says, well, isn't that gentleman that took us around a pastor? And they said, yes, he's a new pastor. He goes, I think he would be a great director for Convoy of Hope Hawaii, because number one, he's a local boy. Number two, I could hear the compassion in his voice for the down and out. And so they prayed about it, and Pastor Nagato had emailed me, and I said, well, I must talk to my senior pastor first. So I emailed Pastor Cole, who was in Malaysia. He says, oh, I know about it, and I give you my blessing. So I was like, okay, now, okay, I got the open door, but do I want to do it? I've done, you know, I've done outreaches for 200-300 people, never for several thousand. So I asked the convoy officials, I said, what can I expect? You know, free groceries, haircuts, back, I mean, what can you expect? You know, while we've done it in big cities like L.A., Chicago, New York, you know, and they up in that point in 2011, their largest was about 8,000. So they said, for Hawaii, you got 3,000 to 5,000 people out here. I think that would be great. I'm thinking, wait, free. Hawaii, free. Hawaii, free. That it? They said, well, what do you think? I didn't want to tell them what I was really thinking. I was thinking over 10,000. So I said, 8,000 or 10,000? Oh, that would be great. That would be great. But, you know, like I said, 3,000 to 5,000, that would be good. Well, we didn't know what to expect. I have to say, you know, praise the Lord for the people that God put in there to start out Convoy of Hope. The Eastmans were with me at that time, and many churches, and thank you, Danny, because you partnered with us too. But everybody said, what can we expect? I didn't know. I said, we've never done it here. So it was kind of like, okay, I don't want to say the blind leading the blind, but that was kind of a little bit of truth there. But they kind of gave us a blueprint of what to expect. Well, we don't know what it's really going to be like. Mm-hmm. So the first year, we have one site at the Aloha Stadium. At 9 o'clock p.m. the night before, we have a quarter-mile line in line waiting, sleeping in their cars, waiting on the street, leaning against each other. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, well, that's a pretty good sign. We had over 2,000 volunteers at the rally that night come out to get their T-shirts and their instructions. At 8 o'clock, we must have had several thousand already lined up. We weren't going to open up to 10. We opened up at 9. At 10 o'clock, we had almost 15,000 people walk through the first hour. The police department calls up and says, who is at the head of this event? I need to talk to him right now. We have traffic jams on the freeway coming from north, east, south, and west. You need to shut this down right now. We don't have the manpower to facilitate the traffic flow that is going there. So we had to shut the gates down 1 hour into the event. 14,800 people went through the gates in the first hour. People were jumping over the barriers to get in because they wanted to get in there. And that's how it is.
There's a passage of scripture that says, my God is able to do exceeding abundantly.
That would be in Ephesians 3:20.
All that you could ever ask or think.
To the extreme.
Yes.
You're listening to Pastor Scott Sonoda. Pastor Scott is the state director of Convoy of Hope Hawaii. And we'll be back. We're going to come back and talk more with him. Sometimes when you listen to people, as you hear him, something jumps out, as it were, emanating from deep inside. They speak from a visceral place. You ever wonder, where does this passion come from? Where does this dynamic come from? Where does this compassion come from? Why is he? He sounds like a rough guy, doesn't he? Sounds like he's been through a lot, doesn't he? But where does the tenderness come from? Could it be a bit of brokenness? Could it be moments of self-doubt? Could it be that which enables him, yes, to connect with anyone? Sort of sounds like our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Scott Sonoda, sharing heart to heart with you. More when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me,
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, so the officials, they had a big number. Hey, when you're in the thousands, that's a big number. Scott Sonora, he went up. He jacked it up a bit. He said, well, 8 to 10,000. Well, the first time it happens, the first Convoy of Hope, I mean, we're talking 15,000. They have to shut the gates because traffic is north, south, east, and west. When you get a call from the police because traffic is being held back, I mean, not only is it a major problem, it becomes a testimony of the great things God can do. Now, someone could argue with me and say, well, Dan, I don't know if that's great to have all this traffic. Well, beneath it all, a movement is taking place, and it's not just happening one time. It's something that is going to happen year after year. In fact, today, Convoy of Hope, this weekend, you can find out more about Convoy of Hope at convoyofhope.org. Convoy of Hope. .org. What can we expect this weekend, Pastor Scott?
I really don't know, Danny, because every time that we do a convoy, God always blows, like you just said. He can do exceedingly more than we can ever ask or imagine. In 2013, we felt, Pastor Cole felt that, you know, we need to convoy, the heart of convoy is taking it to where the people need it most. Jesus was like that. Jesus mm-hmm. went to where the need was. Mm-hmm. And, as God's people, we need to not give people what we want to give them, but what they need. Mm. You know, if they need food, they don't need clothes. Mm-hmm. They need food, they need food.
Yeah.
And so we felt that the island
That's
of
an
Molokai,
interesting point that you mm-hmm. made, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. They need what they need, not what we want to give them at that time.
Or what's convenient.
For us to give. That's a good point.
But, you know, so, we know it's all God, because when you acknowledge him in all your ways, mm-hmm. you have that heart of God. And the heart of God will tend to lead you to that area of compassion. And I take that scripture where Jesus walked amongst a multitude. And it says, and his heart was filled with compassion. Mm-hmm. We can walk amongst the desolate, the least of these, and not have that heart and say, oh, poor thing, I'll pray for you. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, prayer is good, but prayer doesn't fill their stomachs. Mm-hmm. So what we have to do is we have to reach them at their greatest need. I learned so much from the Holy Spirit that the way you touch people is to touch them where they are hurting the most. You touch them where they're hurting the most. You meet them where they're hurting the most. And we, Pastor Cole, felt that Molokai was the town that we should go to, the island that we should go, of all the places. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks about, you know, first Oahu, then, of course, Maui, Kauai, and the Big Island. But what about Molokai? Molokai has a population of a little over 6,000 people, the highest unemployment rate of any island in our state, the highest suicide rate of any island in our state, the highest drug use per person in our state. Well, that's the greatest need. Mm-hmm. So we felt like we needed to take it to Molokai. Now, that's a logistical nightmare. But, you know, God is able. Mm-hmm. When you put your trust and your faith in God, you know, God's grace will never lead us where the grace of God cannot keep us. And mm-hmm. so when we went there, you know, we just like every convoy, you ask me, Danny, what can we expect? We don't know, but our faith is in God. Mm-hmm. We trust on not what we see, but what we cannot see. But what we see is temporary. What we cannot see is eternal. So our faith, the breakthroughs is in our revelation of what God can do, not what we can do, but what God can do. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, our God is a big God. He's a ginormous God. And so we just be obedient, trust in the Lord. His promises are always yes and amen. Never 98%. It's always, you know, I always say, God, you said, that's my favorite saying. When things don't look like it's good, I said, God, you said, you know, just like when our kids tell us, Daddy, you told me. So when I said, God, you said, and you know, God is able. But anyway, so the island of Molokai, they have a little population over 6,000, and over 4,000 came to Convoy of Hope.
Wow. You know, Danny, what I'm hearing is that Scott is talking about putting prayer to action. I mean, think of the prayers of those people that have prayed and prayed and prayed in their need. And Convoy of Hope is putting prayer to action.
You know, I may say to the listeners out there that, because I knew it in my drug addiction, is we don't have to pray to God. He looks into our heart. Mm-hmm. And he knows the struggles we all go through. As I always say, he sees every tear that falls on your pillow at night in that dark.
He bottles
only
them.
He knows. Only he knows. And every ache in our heart. And we don't even have to cry out to God. He knows that. He hears. He sees the cries of your heart. And then he answers. Our God is not a God who just hears prayers, but a God who hears and answers mm-hmm. prayers.
Amen. Those officials that you took on that tour years ago, I think they got a glimpse of Scott Sonoda's heart. I'm looking at Suzanne, and we're nodding our heads.
And smiling.
And you didn't take them to... It doesn't sound like you took them to all the... You didn't take them to Waikiki or to Diamond Head. You didn't take them to the Pali.
Hanama Bay.
You talk Homebush. You talk about certain places that are notorious in terms of, places of challenge, as it were. But that's, again, that's where Jesus would go. Where others may, you know, step back, Jesus engages, Jesus enters in. But more than that, Pastor Scott, your heart, give us a snapshot. I mean, we saw just now, but where does that compassion come from? Where?
It comes from a life of brokenness. Life of hopelessness. You know, it's hard to go there when you haven't been there. It's hard to talk about it and try to reach to them until you understand and you live that life. As you know, in my past, you know, 30 years of, literally from the age of 13 to 43 of drug addiction. The last 15 years, pure hell. Crying out to God. I believed in God. I didn't have a relationship. I just knew about God. I didn't know him. Mm-hmm. You know. But he knew me. And he knew the struggles. And he heard me, but he had a plan. I always say that I thought God never answered me or heard me my last 15 years in desperation, but I realized he didn't want to tell me what it was going to be all about. He didn't want to tell me that I'm going to leave you out there 15 more years to do what you're doing today. I realized mm-hmm. only today that those last 15 years of pure hell in my addiction was preparation for what I'm doing in eternity. For the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. Today, dear friend, you may feel like you're in pure hell yourself. Or you may know someone who would say, yeah, they're living in that place where it's hard to describe, but something tugs at you when you listen to Scott Sonora, because you know he knows. And I think God does that in us and for us. He brings people into our lives to remind us that he knows what we're going through. Mm-hmm. And then he mobilizes others as Convoy of Hope mobilizes people and businesses and organizations and hundreds of churches to enact a working of God, to not only say he knows, but to show that he knows. Convoy of Hope, this weekend. You can find out all the details at convoyofhope.org. Again, all the details, convoyofhope.org. You may want to go. You may know someone who needs to go. You need to go. They need to go. Go together. Invite others to be a part of it. Family members, friends. This is an opportunity. Hey, God is putting this in your hands as a means of even reaching others who you know are in need. People that you see all the time but haven't done anything. You can do something today. Convoyofhope.org. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
As a faith-based nonprofit organization, Convoy of Hope has helped more than 70 million people throughout the world by sharing food, water, emergency supplies, agricultural know-how, and opportunities that empower people to live independent lives free from poverty, disease, and hunger. Convoy of Hope is here in Hawaii. And this weekend is that time for you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com to find out more about this program. But convoyofhope.org to find out the details. This weekend, Convoy of Hope is here. Find out more at convoyofhope.org. Now, as you have been a part of Convoy, as you have been leading, you mentioned 8-9 years worth. Some highlights in after that first year when you were blown away by how many people came up, showed up. As the years have gone on, a snapshot of what has taken place.
The only real highlights is how faithful God has been for us. I mean, the things that we are doing, it takes 6 months planning. We started December of last year. But it takes a collaborated effort to do something like this, to do multiple sites. 1 year we did 3 on Oahu. Mm. 1 year we did 2 on Oahu and 1 on Molokai, you know. I mean, but the thing is, you know, you're asking people, there, myself on down, there's not a penny that goes to, and this is all a volunteer basis. They ask us to do these on top of our, you know, I pastor a church in Central Oahu. Again, like you said, I'm the Oahu Regional Director for Teen Challenge, which is a huge hat to wear. The prison ministry that we go to Saguaro, and I've gone to different parts of the United States and invited there, and all over the state is another huge hat, you know. And then I have to be a father and a husband. God's faithfulness is always on top. You know, to be able to put people together, Christian and non-Christian, because we get people that are non-Christian too that, you know, help us out, you know. But to see a unified, collaborated effort, you know, of love. You know, somebody once said, there's aloha all over this convoy. In Hilo, there, in Molokai, there's so much aloha, you know. That's what people were saying. There's so much aloha. What is aloha? It's a huge word. Love, giving, tenderness, compassion, a sacrifice, you know.
There's something, I think, very beautiful. The scripture says, the scripture talks about brethren living together, dwelling together in unity, mm-hmm. in harmony, in love. The body of Christ at large in the islands, working together, what has that done? What has that evoked in you, Pastor Scott, seeing churches, pastors, leaders working together?
It challenges me to be a crusader for the churches to work together, because although we do have churches that work together, I'd like to, and the Lord would like to see, to be frank, you know, the whole body, his whole family, not parts of the family, working together. You know, Danny, you've heard it, Suzanne, you've heard it that, you know, Hawaii was prophesied to be the first Christian mm-hmm. state. Mm-hmm. This is what the Lord told to me when I was in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
He says, okay, you really want that? Well, I'll do my part if you do your part, which means God will never do for us what we can do. He does for us what we cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we want to be, truly want to be the first Christian state, then we have to put our agendas and our denominations aside to come together for the sake of Christ. You know, you understand what I'm trying to say? That's, I'm just being real, Danny. You know, we, the body of Christ, if God calls, we should all be there. We should all be there, not some, not the majority, but all. So God is saying, you want to be the first Christian state? I'm going to bring Convoy of Hope, and I want to really see that the first test of how you really want to be the first Christian state. And, you know, frankly, I was a little disappointed the first year because why aren't we all there? Why aren't we all there? I don't understand. You want to be the first Christian state. Why aren't we all there?
And Pastor Scott, many people have received that word that we were to be the first yes. Christian state. Many. So I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about unity. Unity, yes, unity in Hawaii. I'm sure there are significant points of unity, much broader even. Not to diminish anything here, but I'm thinking of it from a much broader perspective of what the Lord has been doing in churches from state to state to state, and now in all 50 states, right? Convoy has been in all 50 states. And I think the marvel of unity, and I know there's always the yearning for more unity. For me, as I look at it, Pastor Scott, Suzanne, I think, is there an increase in unity? And if there is an increase in unity, and if there is a continual increase in unity from the first year to the second, third, the Spirit of God is at work.
Yes.
And in the process, we're moving significantly, powerfully in the right direction.
Yes, mm-hmm. we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people have... they have their own points of rationalization. They have their own reasons why they might engage later than sooner or sooner than later. They might even have heard from God in prayer and are
That's
in
true.
Their mind being obedient to God in doing it. But what you're facilitating, and I say this as a point of strong affirmation, as God has spoken to you, you're in a position now, and this is a platform where more and more unity can continue to grow.
Well
and
said.
And that's beautiful.
Well said.
Beautiful in what's taking place. Why? Why is unity so important, Suzanne? Mm-hmm. Why is unity so important, Pastor Scott?
Well, the Lord says, his word says, when the body of Christ is in unity, it is there that I will command my blessing. He will open up heaven. He will do great and mighty things that we have never seen or could imagine. And again, that's from the throne right there. That was the Lord speaking through you, Danny. We are moving in the right, and I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm.
But time is of the essence. Mm. We cannot say next year. We cannot say, you know, of course, you know, I mean, we know that different churches and pastors and organizations, you know, you know, they have their things going on too, but let's not put aside. I mean, I heard from the Lord so many times and, you know, and other things. And finally, the Lord will tell me, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to find somebody else, you know, because we all procrastinate and some things. Mm-hmm. But when God is called, we must make sure that we bathe it in prayer and we keep that one ear always attentive to that seed. It's like this. I see a picture of throwing seeds. You know, some seeds sprout up faster than the others. So when we practice seeds, the ones that are growing up, those are the ones we need to attend. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are growing slowly, just nurture them, because they will soon start budding.
Mm. You said there are, for this year, what did you say, about 140 churches, 150?
No, there are about 150 organizations and churches partnering with us. And we are so grateful for those people. But again, going back to your question, is to see God's faithfulness and doing what he does best, mm-hmm. putting people together, working all things together for the good, in the good, the bad, the ugly, the not so good. It's like an ingredient, and he just puts it all together, and in the end, it just rises up, and look what the Lord has done. Wow. And, you know, and it's extended, it stretched my faith to realize, you know, I'm telling you, there's been nights, many nights of just crying out to God, tears, doubt, fear. You know,
in what way? I want to go there. What when you cry out to God, when your faith is being stretched? See, I want my faith to be stretched, and I need my faith to be stretched. And in some ways, it is being stretched. But I want it to stretch more by God's grace. How is your faith stretched as you lead such a large event like this?
Well, may I say that we all want a stretch to be. Faith to be stretched, but not the way God wants to stretch it. We want to where it goes, yes. it's like a massage. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Not any harder.
Enough.
Yeah. But God stretches us to where we're going, God, stop. Oh. You know, but we, you know, God says he would never allow us to go through. I always have to go right back to God, you said.
Amen.
God, I always use that. Seems like I'm always saying you said, because, you know, God always stretches us more than we'd like to be stretched. But yeah. God is so faithful. Failure is not in his vocabulary. Hmm. You know, he never puts his children in a position to fail, but always in positions to succeed. We can never look at the situation and say, that's what it is. No, we have to say, I don't see any good in it, but I know you're working all things together.
I like it, Suzanne, when he says, God, you said. Because if you're going to say, God, you said to the Lord, well, you got to know what he said.
Amen.
First, right? You got to know what he said. And you can't make up what you want him to have said what he said.
Good point.
You've got to know what he said. And that gets us, you always talk about being in the Word, getting in the Word, knowing the Word, first thing you do in the morning.
Yes.
You know, I hear that from you. And it's a reminder, Pastor Scott. And dear friend, as you're listening to Pastor Scott Sonoda today, what would it be for you if you prayed in a moment of tension, in a moment of trial? Are you able to say, but God, you said, has God promised you something? I'm not just talking about something subjective that you just made up with your imagination. God gives us imagination, but something anchored in a word from Scripture. Something that you saw that jumped out at you. Yes, it was spoken in the context of what it was, but then the rhema moment where it was personalized to you and you knew that God directed you, that God promised you, that God led you. And yet it certainly doesn't seem like he's still there.
Sounds to me like he's stretching you.
In that current moment, are you able to say, God, you said? We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So you listen to Scott Sonora, yeah, you can be inspired, you can be challenged, you feel this heart of tenderness and compassion. The right man for the right position there, Hawaii Director of Convoy of Hope. But as you listen, as we've had in our dialogue together, you might be saying to yourself, well, Danny, how can I get involved? I want to give. I want to be a part of this. I don't want this year to go by without contributing something of myself, being a part of it. Now, I've given you the website. It's happening this week. You can find out more at convoyofhope.org. Again, convoyofhope.org. But as you're saying that, Danny, I want to get involved. What do I do next? Well, Scott Sonora, what does our dear listener do next?
Well, we have several things that you can do. Number one, first of all, Danny, thank you so much for allowing me on last minute notice to be here.
Privileged.
You know,
to
it's
have
always
you.
Good to see you and Suzanne. You know, it's just a pleasure to represent the kingdom of God, you know, in humility, because really I'm just humbled by being able to be used of God. But go to the Convoy website, .org. Also go to First Assembly of God website and click on Convoy of Hope, because there's different videos and different clips that will tell you and show you what's happening. But this Friday night at 6:30, if you want to get involved, is our volunteer rally. Mm. As I mentioned, usually we have close to 2,000 people volunteer. We have 1,500 free T-shirts to give away, Convoy of Hope Hawaii T-shirts to give away. And so first come, first serve, there's a volunteer rally. We have the mayor's and the governor's proclamation for Convoy of Hope Hawaii Day. Mm. We have all the pastors of different churches. Right now, I think our count is nearly 100 different pastors.
Wow.
That are involved. And of course, all the volunteers. So you can come to the volunteer rally and get your instructions, get your T-shirts. We have teams. We have over 1,000 people already involved in the event day. But we also need last-minute day of volunteers. So if you can't make the rally, just show up at center stage at 7:30. At the site of Convoy this year, and we'll be giving out last minute instructions. And so, for those of you who do not have places that you are set in volunteering, what we will say is we need 35 more people in the haircut area. Those of you who do not have job descriptions, I want you to come up to the stage right now. And so there may be 50 will come up and say, okay, we'll count off 35, and we'll say, okay, go to the haircut area. You go back into the group, and we're going to say, now we need 20 more people for the kids zone areas, and they can all come. So we have many places to fill. Again, Convoy of Hope Volunteer Rally, 6:30 p.m. at First Assembly of God, Red Hill. Address is 3400 Moana Lua Road, right next to Kaiser Hospital.
And it's firstassemblyofgod.org. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So somebody says, I want to help, but I don't know if I can, I don't know how I'm going to be used, because I'm very limited in areas that I can be used by in terms of skill. But I still want to help. I still want to be a part of. Is there a place for me?
Definitely. You know, God chooses the foolish things of the world. He's not looking for gifts and talent. He's looking for willingness and availability. God can use anyone. And, you know, we just encourage everyone to come out. It's a free event. It's a wonderful, free, packed, fun-filled family event. For where can you go today, right, that you – every place that you do, you have to spend something. This is entirely free. You don't have to come with money. Now, there is parking at the Aloha Stadium. It's $1 per person. Okay, we're not paying for that. But what I say is drop the people off at the site and that one driver go in and park the car for $1. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the day, it's free.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Tell us again, what is going to be there? Food, there's going to be...
Food. We have Kaneki's doing 3,000 plates of chicken adobo and rice, 7,000 hot dogs, free entertainment, secular and non-secular. We have free haircuts by professionals, Paul Mitchell's, free family portraits by professional photographers, free backpacks while supplies last, with school supplies, free medical exam, free dental exams, services, veteran services...
Breast exams
by the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Free kid zone, jumpers, rides, free shave ice, free groceries, but most of all, free prayer. You know, at the end, Danny, at the end, when they go through all, we have the very last thing, we give them their groceries, and we have a connection center with a bunch of spirit-filled men and women who have been selected by their pastors to pray. Mm-hmm. And we say, Danny, did you have a good time? What was the best time? What was the best thing? Everything was good. The food was great, but I love my new backpacks. I don't have to take my leftover, my brother's hand-me-down. And I got some new shoes, too. And he said, did you have a good time? Yes. Danny, before you leave, is there one thing that we can pray for you? And I will tell you, majority of the people will say, yes, I need a job. Yes, my mom is suffering from depression, or I need to get back to, I believe, I speak in prophetic, I believe there are a lot of Christians that have fallen away.
Yes.
That will come back to God that day when they see God's love, when they feel God's love. We want it to be a good event, but more than that, we want it to be a God event. When people walk into that premise and they can't put their finger on it, but they can feel God's love.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of God.
Praise God.
The presence of God.
Amen. The presence. The Shekinah glory.
The heart of God.
Yes.
The heart of God.
Through His people.
Through His people. Yeah. Through His people. You've been there. You've heard people make requests. Someone today listening, going to visit convoyofhope.org. They're planning to go this week. But right now in their heart, Pastor Scott, they have needs.
We all do.
Could you pray for someone who's struggling right now? It could be of various kinds. But God knows and they know. Could you pray for them?
Amen. Please? Before I pray, I'd just like to say that, you know, God knows about your problems.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to tell Him. He knows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the thing is, we're not there for that day. There will be churches and organizations that can plug you in to help you lead a easier life, a better life that God always intended for you. Don't settle for average. Don't settle for the crumbs when He has a feast, a banquet waiting for His children. So if I can pray for you and for those out there, would you bow your heads with me? Father God, Lord, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, the name above all names. With that name, that day, there'll be one day when every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus truly is the Lord of all. Father, we come to you, God Almighty, Father, for the least of these, for those who may be hearing this or may not. Father, you said, if my name be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. Father, we have done our part as best as we can. And Father, now you do what you do best. Draw the lost, the brokenhearted, the least of these. Draw the ordinary. Mm-hmm. Father, we all, no matter rich, poor, homeless, without anything, with everything, Father, we all need a Lord and Savior. And Father, I pray that you would open heaven above us and just draw the multitude in, Father, not just for the event, but that all men might see your love and feel your presence and love and open their heart to say, God, I've tried everything, but I've never tried you. I need you to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. And that day, that would be the best day for the rest of their life, Lord. Mm-hmm. So, Father, make a way where there is no way. Father, lead them to people that will give them rides. Mm-hmm. Father, lead them to our website where they can get bus rides in and back, Lord. So, Father, we just leave it in your hands. To God be the glory for the great things that you've done and that you will do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
May I do a P.S. very, very quickly? Father God, do not let Satan interfere in any way, shape, or form with this event. To all of our listeners, bind Satan from their lives. Do not let one person be swayed if you're leading them to come. Bring them, dear God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Thank you, Suzanne. Dear one, you are in the very center of God's heart. He loves you.
Amen.
He loves you.
He's
calling you.
Yes.
Jesus is calling you. I hope, dear one, that you've been moved yet again by Scott Sonora, even as we have.
Yes.
Find out more at convoyofhope.org. You know, there's no better time than right now, as I typically say, to share the love of Jesus, even as we have today, with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video for you there to help us with your financial support. To make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Partners. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Scott Sonora. Find out more at convoyofhope.org. Until next time, along with my co-host Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.